Recorded live.
Welcome to Kentucky for Cannabis. We are chapter of Americans for Cannabis. I can't spit it out this morning. And you can find Americans for Cannabis online at AmericansforCannabis.com. And we also invite you to check out our Make It Lawful page at makeitlawful.americansforcannabis.com. Which is a project page which tells you how you can help us make it lawful in your area. Okay, I'm running about 10 minutes late this morning because once again, seems I'm having problems with my computer connection this morning and my phone connections, and just being able to log on to anything is becoming almost impossible for me, especially for me to be able to do it on time. I've spent last 45 minutes or so just trying to get an online connection and get my phones working again, because my phone also works on off a computer line. So it's been a major pain in the ass, people. So if you're trying to follow these broadcasts and you get here at 11 when we're supposed to be airing, and you call in and you don't find the show, try waiting 10 minutes or so and then calling back, because it's been taking me 5 or 10 minutes to get into the thing each morning, even though I start trying to get into it an hour or 30 minutes in advance. And not only that, but that's if I can get into it at all, because there have been mornings when I lost all connection and everything for, you know, all day or half the day and had to wait for Insight to get out here. I think there's only been one or two mornings that I haven't actually been able to broadcast due to that, but it has happened. So I ask that everybody bears with me and that, you know, we keep trying to do this thing because it's needed here in Kentucky. It's highly needed. And and I hear all kinds of buzzing on the line this morning that I've never heard in the past while doing these broadcasts. And I noticed yesterday that when my computer kept losing connection and I wasn't able to access the internet, that Bowling Green Police Department's wireless network happened to pop up on my shit every time it happened. So, obviously, I'm having interference and so all I can say is please bear with me, because, you know, I'm obviously not doing anything wrong but exercising my freedom of speech. And seems like I'm getting major issues because of it. Okay, yesterday morning I did Thursday morning's topic. I apologize for that again today, people, because I was a whole day off on my schedule. And I believe it was the morning before that that I couldn't even do that morning's topic because I couldn't even log in at all, period, half the day to even air that show. So, And I'm coming down with a cold or something here in Kentucky. It's been really chilly, and there's been something going around, and even my grandson has not been feeling well and has been coughing. And so obviously we're coming down with something here. But my point was is that I didn't get to do the topics when I was supposed to get them done, and I apologize. And then I did one on a day when it wasn't supposed to be done. So anyway, so today's topic would be yesterday's topic, which was repairing the environment. And currently it is 4:16 a.m. here in Western Kentucky, and it is the 20th of September, if I believe, if I remember correctly, Thursday, the 20th of September, 2012, and, God, once again, I apologize. Yeah, I'm just really congested this morning and not feeling well. And I began discussing this last week when we had this discussion. Somebody's calling me again today. It never fails. As soon as I start broadcasting, my phone starts ringing. And it's not from inside the chat room. It's no one trying to join this call. So, okay. As I was saying, last week I started discussing the fact that they started planting hemp all over Chernobyl there in the Soviet Union to restore the soil and the groundwater and the air that was contaminated by the fallout of a nuclear reactor. And that planting of hemp there has proven to be effective in cleaning the radiation that was left behind from the groundwater and the soil, and is helping to restore that area of land there that was once thought would never be restored. And if you don't believe me, people, y'all can Google Chernobyl and marijuana, cannabis, hemp, and repairing the environment. And so, reminds me of a live petition, a group that I had started on Facebook called A Live Petition to Obama About the Gulf. And that group was started 3-4 years, it ain't been that long, 2 years ago when the Gulf thing happened. And maybe been 3 years ago, whenever the Gulf spill occurred, I believe it was last year, which was said to be one of the largest environmental accidents to have ever hit the Gulf. And so at that time, I petitioned for the immediate release of cannabis sativa hemp to be planted and to be used in the cleanup of the Gulf here in the United States. because, you know, as far as I know, this plant's one of the few plants that's able to clean up such a disaster. And, you know, I don't know if anybody's been watching the follow-up of how they've done in cleaning up the Gulf, but they've not done such a great job, people. Which is what happens when they clean messes up that they've made. They only seem to do it half-assed. I would ask everyone to go to my website or trying to find. On my website, I said there's many petitions that, excuse me, they're on my website. Yeah, I'm coming down with some. Nose and everything's a mess this morning. Can't breathe. And, yeah, I have lung cancer and stuff like that, but usually it's not this difficult for me, so there's something else happening. There is several petitions on my website. And one of them is called the Hemp Alternative. And when you get there, you will find a petition to Obama. And I'm trying to pull the link up directly to that petition. As I said, the petition is called the Hemp Alternative. And it's a petition to Congress. And you can find I don't know. It seems like I can't even pull the petition up now, which makes no damn sense. Okay, let's see if anybody's messing with my link or what. Oh, there it is. Funny. So it is here. Yep, somebody done messed with my link on my own website, people. This is the kind of censorship. So if you go to my website and you push that link, it ain't going to take you to my petition. When that's website I pay Yahoo for, and they have guaranteed me over and over again that no one can mess with that. What the hell ever. Okay. You want to go to www.petitions, P-E-T-I-T-O, or T-I-O-N, to Congress. Two is the number two, Congress, C-O-N-G-R-E-S-S. /3565/D-hemp-alternative/. Okay, and when you get there, you'll see that it says there's been 250 letters sent to Congress so far. That really sucks, people, because this petition's been out there for over a year, and only 250 people have signed it and sent letters in as many times as it's been advertised and as long as it's been on my website. But at least Congress got 250 letters hearing as to why they need to restore hemp. So and when you get there, you will read that it says, respectfully, we live in a day and age when nearly the entire world knows that cannabis marijuana is a plant that could save the world and heal the nations. To quote Jack Herrera, author of The Emperor Who Wears No Clothes, the Bible, or the Torah, a plant scientifically proven to restore the soil in which it's grown, including cleaning up toxins within it and or any groundwater nearby, while producing more oxygen than nearly any other plant, also restoring our ozone, which creates a closed carbon cycle when burned for fuel, protecting the ozone and our natural resources, replacing and ending our dependence upon fossil fuels, whose seed is proven to produce the finest milk and highest protein meat and bread, including not one or two, but all the alpha and omega vitamins, a plant which is also known to have more than 5,000 industrial uses, including but not limited to some of the finest oil, gasoline, rubber, plastic, paper, cement, fabric, which again can be scientifically proven to be effective as medicine in treating addiction, AIDS, arthritis, cancer, chronic pain, diabetes, glaucoma, PTSD, reduction of infant mortality, repairing and restoring nerves and cells, etc., proven to be safer and more effective than aspirin, which claims more than 1,000 lives per year. We continue to import it and its products while Americans lose more jobs and homes, leaving them and their families filing police brutality, imprisonment, medical extortion and neglect, slavery, gang violence, and an endless list of human rights violations. Once again, my phone is beeping. We are a species that survives on an endocannabinoid system, and we have allowed an herb of the field given to us for meat, Genesis, which is a cannabinoid, to be prohibited when cannabis is a food. It's genocide. We are not ignorant of the truth. We ask for you, our Congress, to end this war, which is clearly genocide upon the people and the planet, by ending prohibition and the eradication of this plant and allowing planting of cannabis hemp immediately for both private and industrial use. If you must regulate it as a food, natural medicine fiber that it is, while protecting it from GMO mutation and patenting or ownership of the by the corporation. We free all nonviolent drug offenders immediately, restore their rights and expunge their records, end drug testing for THC, Hemp for Victory and Healing of the Nations. Please consider the evidence, science, history, statistics, technology, global truths, and the will of the American people signed in this petition. Okay. So, I hope that you will find this petition, that you'll sign it, that you'll circulate it, because, you know, the Gulf still needs to clean up, people. We still need hemp planted along our shores. We still need it planted in our fields. We need it planted along our rivers to stop the erosion and the chemicals of, you know, Roundup and everything else that is eroding and being washed off into our rivers and our waterways, that's ending up in our groundwater and poisoning, you know, our soil and our groundwater. So we need this to happen, and we need hemp to be planted in our fields, along the edges of our rivers, everywhere we can plant it to prevent the damage that and to start cleaning up some of the damage we have done to our groundwater and such. So, excuse me again. So I hope you'll find this petition and you'll circulate it and any other petitions that ask for the immediate release of hemp to clean up this mess in our environment. That's just one of the petitions you'll find on my site. And there's several others that are there. And I hope they're not, the links to them aren't as screwed up as the links to that one was. But they probably are. So, the next thing I guess I want to discuss about cleaning up our environment. This really is an environmental issue, but it is. You know, and this might should fall under patient stories, or it might should fall under war stories. But at the same time, this is our environment. This is the environment in which we live in. And I don't know if this will work, but I'm going to try to let you hear a news broadcast that was done here in Kentucky. And the headlines of this new news broadcast is Kentucky parents arrested for selling pot to their son. Okay? So, I hope you can hear this.
Both suspects surrendered today at the federal courthouse. She's also facing felony drug charges in connection to this case. A Central Kentucky couple faces some serious charges involving their teenage son. Police in Anderson County say the teenager's parents sold him marijuana. Sean Evans talked to police who say the pair admitted to doing it, and you may not believe the reason why.
It all started with a traffic stop. A Lawrenceburg police officer pulls over a teenage driver. Now, police say they found pot in the teen's car, so they followed up at his parents' home. Police eventually asked to search the Dub Drive home, and according to a report, they eventually found a stash of marijuana, pills, and guns.
It's a safe, quiet neighborhood, so we think. And then you find out stuff like that's going on. It does worry me because I want what's best for my kids and my family.
Amanda Gritton has lived in the neighborhood for several years and says, unfortunately, these charges don't surprise her. But what did surprise the mother of two was to learn that the parents of the teen, Karen and Herschel Brown, allegedly sold pot to him.
As a mother now, I would never you know, want to do anything like that that would hurt my children or, you know, put them in that position. But, you know, I guess everybody's entitled to their own lifestyle.
We see things on a daily basis, but it's still disturbing when we see drugs and juveniles, especially when it's drugs and juveniles they have received from their parents. Nothing prepares us for that. The acting Lawrenceburg police chief says what was even more unbelievable was the reason why they allegedly sold their son the drugs. From the report I read and the information I got from the officer was times were hard. In a nutshell, that's what we were told. Times were hard. Police say Karen Brown also told them she would rather her son smoke real marijuana opposed to synthetic. Both Herschel and Karen Brown have been charged with trafficking marijuana and unlawful transaction with a minor. Sean Evans for the Fox 56 10 o'clock news.
The Browns allegedly sold the 1.3-ounce bag of marijuana to their son for $120.
Okay, I hope you all heard all that. Because this couple, Karen and Herschel Brown, here in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky, have been arrested for trafficking 1 ounce of marijuana to their son, stating that times were hard and that they would prefer their son to smoke real marijuana instead of synthetic marijuana. Okay, what does this have to do with our environment? This is our environment, people. We got parents being arrested for providing their son with a plant, a food that mother, okay, Karen Brown, if she breastfed her child, gave him endocannabinoids in her milk when she was breastfeeding him. And now they have arrested her for giving him or selling him endocannabinoids that she couldn't afford to give him because times were hard. And as she said, she'd rather have her son using real marijuana instead of synthetic marijuana. And she points this out because you can buy synthetic marijuana all over Kentucky, in stores, in Minute Marts, and, you know, everywhere, because it's legal. And this synthetic marijuana that she's talking about has been killing kids. And I posted a link out to a story that was done here in Kentucky about synthetic marijuana and a friend of mine's kid who was in a car accident because he was using synthetic marijuana because he was on probation and parole and he was afraid he'd be drug tested for the real shit. And so he was using the synthetic shit to avoid being drug tested. And by the way, people nowadays, they drug test you for that too. So really does you no good. But he was in a car accident. And it likely killed him. He's had several surgeries now where they had to put him back together. And, it was major hell on his parents when it was happening. And his name was Joshua Walkup. The son of Katie and David Walkup. And you can find that news article if you'd like to see what he went through and what it did to him. You can find it by going to www.wbko.com/news/headlines/special_report_legal_high_13297193html. And I just want to say, for all those people that are passing around petitions to make synthetic drugs illegal, good luck with that. That's never going to happen, okay? First of all, every drug they give you in a doctor's office or on a pharmacy shelf in a pharmacy that's over the counter, every over the counter medicine you receive, whether it's Tylenol or aspirin or whatever, the majority of them drugs are synthetic. Not everyone, but the majority of those drugs are synthetic. Most every drug you are given is a synthetic man-made drug. And alcohol fits into synthetic man-made drugs. So, and I said this, you know, recently they passed a law here in Bowling Green to make synthetic drugs illegal and the sales of them illegal within Bowling Green. And I said when they passed that law, that law would be too easy to get passed in court and too easy to beat in court, and there's no way they're going to be able to make that law stick in court because it's ridiculous. And I understand what people are trying to do by it, because I agree it's wrong that we're selling our kids synthetic weed and then we're busting parents for giving them the real stuff when it's medicine and it's food, and mama was giving it to him in her breast milk to begin with. And by the way, let me say for the record, Karen and her, Herschel, Karen and Herschel Brown, if you're out there and you're listening, this couple in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky, if you're out there and you're listening, and I'm going to try to get an ad or try to get a phone number on you so I can get in touch with you. But I want you to know that this is a case you can beat in court, and I can show you how to do it. And I don't want you getting railroaded by any bullshit attorney that they might appoint you. So I'm going to do my best to try to reach you and to let you know that, you know, I offer you my experience and wisdom in this area. And if anybody out here in Kentucky knows these people and are hearing this broadcast, please make sure that they know that they can contact me. And I offer them my nearly 15 years of experience in courts fighting this case or cases similar to this. And so I'm not about to let these people go without, and no, I don't see what they did as being a bad thing. I think they were trying to save their son's life by keeping him off synthetic shit and by providing him with the substance his body required. So, the rest of the world may see it one way, but I see it another. And maybe that's because I've been educated in the area of endocannabinoids and what they mean to our environment and to our lives. And of course, most of the world hasn't received that education because they don't want you to have it, because they want to keep you dumbed down in your environment. So, and that's why they put so much fluoride in the water, people. And if you don't believe me and you think fluoride's a good thing, well, then check out the statistics and ask yourself, Why is it that the cavity rate is higher in cities that have fluoride in their water? And then Google fluoride, mind control drug, and Nazi Germany, and see what you get. Because that's what fluoride is. It's a mind control drug that was invented during World War II and given to prisoners in concentration camps in Nazi Germany so that they would be docile and would submit to the control that the Nazi soldiers had put on them. It is a mind control drug. That's all it is. And not only that, but you can also Google horses dying from fluoride poisoning. Because if y'all don't remember, a few years ago, all these horses started dropping dead across the United States. And some of them very expensive thoroughbred horses. And their owners were wondering and worried about what was killing them. And when one of the owners finally had a few of her horses autopsied, she figured out they were dying from fluoride poisoning in the water. And then, if you've been having illness and sickness that you can't get diagnosed, you might want to check out and just Google fluoride poisoning in humans and see if you're not just suffering from drinking too much water and fluoride. And I'm telling you this because this is a part of cleaning up our environment. And I want you to know that when they were trying to put more fluoride in the water here in Kentucky, and I wrote my state rep and my senators about the issue and explained to them that fluoride was a Nazi Germany mind-controlled drug and that Kentucky obviously didn't need any more of it. Well, I have a letter somewhere in my files that I got back from a senator or a rep. I can't remember which one it was that wrote me back because there's so many times I've written them and so many letters I've received. But I can promise you I still have this letter where this rep or this senator agreed with me and said he was well aware of the fluoride situation and that, no, he was not in favor of it being increased here in Kentucky. So, do you think he would have said that if I was wrong about it being a mind-controlled drug from Nazi Germany? No. He knew what was going on. So, this isn't a conspiracy theory. It's happening. And it's happening every day right here in Kentucky. And it's just part of the environmental mess we need to clean up that is a result of the prohibition of cannabis hemp. And the result of a few elite, corporate, greedy bastards trying to control the entire world and save all the profits, all the resources for they themselves and their families. Hell, they're not even trying to save the resources for their families. I don't know what they think they're doing. Because somehow they think they can destroy it for everyone else. And somehow they think they're going to have something left when it's over with. I don't know if they think they're just going to get in their little spaceships and go live on that space station that they're building up there in the sky. Or if they just think that aliens are going to come down and save us all and take us to a new planet. Or if they've already built them a new planet somewhere else. I don't know what they think, that they think they can destroy our resources and everything to, what, for population control, and then there's going to be anything left for them when they're done, or their children. I don't get the thinking. I really don't. When it comes to greedy elite that has to have it all to themselves, even if they destroy it all to do it, I don't get that thinking at all. That's total insanity. And speaking of insanity, I heard a doctor say it best, and I don't know which doctor it was. I only caught part of this radio program, but it was on the radio. And this doctor said, you cannot convince an insane person, or you cannot convince a sane person to do something insane, no matter how much money you offer him. And so what does that tell you about our globe right now? And what's that tell you about the United States? What does that tell you about the United States people? What does that tell you about our politicians and our government? What does that tell you about our medical industry or our medical practice? It scares the hell out of me, people. Because I can hardly find a job, because there's a lot of jobs I just will not do. I'm sorry, you couldn't pay me. You can pay me the blood money that's attached to them, because if I do this job, well, I'm destroying the environment over here. If I do that job, I'm destroying the environment over there. If I do this job, well, then these people over here suffer. If I do this job, well, then those people over there suffer. So I'm sorry, but if I look at a job and I see that it caused suffering, or I see that it causes destruction to my environment, or I see that it causes, destruction to any environment, or destruction of any people, or oppression of any people, or whatever, I'm sorry. You can't pay me to do a job like that. Yet there's lots of people that keep going to work every day, isn't there? So what's that say about those people? I mean, I guess I'm asking you at this point, have you examined the job that you're doing? And what its effect is across the scale, across the grand scale of thing? What is its effect on your environment? Because if it affects your environment at all in a negative way, well, then you probably shouldn't be doing that job, should you? Because karma's a bitch. And it's my sister, and you will answer it to it one day. If not, your family will. Your grandchildren, or your brothers or sisters' grandchildren. I've got about 6 minutes left, and technically I should probably take another 10 minutes after, because we got started 10 minutes late to wrap up an entire hour. And I won't know until after I play this show back. If y'all could hear the broadcast I tried to share with you, I hope you could. I'm very disturbed about what I see happening in the world, and about the fact that we're locking parents up for giving food or medicine to their kids or selling it. These parents would have given it to their son. I know they would have if they could have afforded to do that. And the fact that they had to, an ounce was $120. You can bet that was pressed Mexican or whatever, pressed buds, that ain't no telling how old this shit was at $120 an ounce, because, like I said on other previous shows, anything of any quality, any medical quality, anything like that, it's going for $20 a gram here. So, you know, hell, that bag they sold him could be all hemp, you know. It could be pure food. And they'd still be charged with the same trafficking charge, which is a felony. These people are being hit with a felony right now for trying to help their son out and keep him off synthetic man-made drugs that will kill him, but yet he can buy those at Minute Martin at the local gas station. They are being hit with a felony for giving him a plant that they themselves could not grow if they wanted to in a million years. And I'll point this out again. I don't care who you are, how many seeds you put in the ground, but unless God or the Creator or the divine nature that created that plant to begin with wants that plant to grow, well, you can water it, you can sit on it, you can do whatever you want to with it, but it's not going to grow without divinity being attached to it. So it comes from a divine place in nature. And as I told a judge in court when he asked me, where did you get your marijuana? God, Your Honor. No. I want to know who your middleman is. There is no middleman. It all comes from God, is what I told him. And he said, oh, so you're a grower. Well, we got people we can pay to follow you around all day long. I said, really? You just granted my travel permit so I could go from here to Kentucky and back, and from here to Chicago and back, and from here back to Kentucky and back, and then from there all the way down to Florida and then to the Bahamas, and I've got to do all that in the next 48 hours. So if you want to try to follow me, well, you're more than welcome to do so, Your Honor. Wasn't it funny that here they had me in court because I'm charged with drugs and being such a criminal, and I already had two felonies on me, and was convicted of two felonies and was being paroled on those. Well, maybe at this time I only had one felony on me, but it doesn't matter because I was already a convicted felon, and here I and it that felony was for trafficking in marijuana, and the same thing this couple's charged with, and it was here in Kentucky. And at that time that I told the judge that, I was in Ohio, in Ohio's courts, because they were trying to charge me with marijuana up there. And while the judge is saying all this to me, probation had just granted me a travel permit to go all the way to the Bahamas. Because they know that they're full of shit, and it's all a money game. And that's what it's really about, is profit and money and controlling people, because they're all a bunch of control freaks. Okay, this has been Kentucky for Cannabis. Once again, I apologize about our connection problems and the fact that one minute I have internet, the next minute I don't have internet. And the fact that Insight still has not sent anyone out here to fix my stuff that I know of, and even though I'm such a high priority on their list right now, what the hell ever. I'd also like to call your attention, one more link before we go. No, I guess I'll save this for another time because it's 12 o'clock. All right, if you'd like to join us and be on this show, and you'd like to be a guest, or you'd like to air your issues, or you'd like to debate me on any of my topics, or whatever, you can do so by calling 270-904-0279. Again, 270-904-0279. If you'd like to dial in and listen to this show, you can do so by dialing 1-724-444-7444 and entering the caller ID number of 123-224, which lets them know what show that you want to listen to. Again, the number to call is 1-724-444-7444. And the caller ID is 123224. Okay. I'm Mary Thomas Spears, a.k.a. Reverend Mary. If you'd like to know more about me, you can do so by going to designingyourworld.com. It's www.designingyourworld.com. We invite you to check out Americans for Canvas at americansforcanvas.com and Kentucky for Canvas on our drop-down menu or by going to kentucky.americanforcanvas.com. Okay. I wish you a blessed day and be a blessing, and you will be blessed. I love you. It's why I do what I do. Hopefully we're all in this for the same thing. And that's one love. Peace, people.